It's feared hundreds of koalas and other wildlife have perished in the unprecedented fires ravaging parts of New South Wales. Many are being treated at the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, whose clinical director, Shane Flanagan, joins me now. Shane, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
How many koalas do you estimate have been killed in the fires so far?
Oh, look, originally we crunched the numbers at up to 350, but these fires have... that just got a lot worse, and I think the numbers are probably higher.
How many have you seen at the hospital so far, and what have you been treating them for?
We've got 18 from the fire ground so far, and most of them have burns to their hands and feet and singeing. Anything that's probably more severely burnt than that would have died in the fire, and we're not even finding bodies because they're just incinerated to ash. But we're also collecting animals off the fire ground that aren't burnt because the fire could reignite and then take them out in the next few days. So we're getting everything off.
Okay, so when you get them off, as you describe it, what happens? What happens after they're treated? Do they just stay there? Do they move somewhere? How do you manage it?
This is something we haven't done for many years. So we're actually in the process of building enclosures on some private land, and we've got a thousand of them there. Taronga Zoo may take some, as in some other zoos, but we're going to hold them until all the vegetation has returned, and that probably won't be till March next year, so we'll be holding these animals for quite a long time.
What about other creatures, kangaroos, wallabies, for instance?
Well, the Koala Hospital is sort of the centre for where wildlife come in, and so far we've had two brush-tailed possums and one kangaroo, and that's all. That's it. And on the fire ground, we haven't come across anything. It's the same as with the koalas. The majority of them are just incinerated. It was just such a high intensity. We've lost so many species.
What is the impact of that? As you say, we've lost so many species. I mean, that's just a massive event alone, isn't it, just for all these animals?
Oh, it's as I've been saying, it's a national tragedy. You know, Australia holds the extinction... The record of having the highest rate of extinction of mammals in the world, which is something we should be so ashamed of. And this is just going to knock it even more. And koalas probably are going to have to go onto the endangered list in New South Wales as a result of all these unprecedented fires. You know, it's gone right up into the Northern Rivers, Taree, Manning, Glen Innes, all through the Tablelands. It's just decimated koalas in so many places and other species.
Your GoFundMe page aimed to raise $25,000 but has now exceeded $75,000. I imagine that feels pretty good. What will you use the money for? You need a lot of it, I imagine.
We're going to build as many of these wildlife watering stations as we possibly can. We're going to put them on fire grounds everywhere and everywhere. They're going to have to be looked after and maintained, but we'll find people. And then we're going to put them in drought areas as well. We're going to make great use of it. That's what it's for. Is to get water to wildlife. That's the goal of that GoFundMe page.
Shane, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries.
Shane Flanagan is the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital's clinical director joining us to talk about the impact on wildlife. This is RN Drive.